The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just 43 days until the November 3rd election, people. Go right now to get registered to vote at vote.org and get your dates so you can know when to vote in your state and vote early, please. Whew. I know, please. We need you right now. We need you. We're begging you. We need you. And wow. And we can make a difference in the election.
We're going to make a difference. Yes. Yeah. We're going to make a
right.
difference.
Absolutely. Yes. That's right.
Positive,
that's
baby.
Right.
We're going to do it.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here. Right now, that's for you, Jay.
Paper popper. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, watch what you say about my wife. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 38-year-old married man, and I need your advice on how to handle my wife's ex-boyfriend. We all go to the same church, and we started having Zoom service for those of us who don't want to physically go back to church yet. My wife was having trouble with our internet connection a few weeks ago, and I noticed some of the members laughing. I wasn't sure if they were laughing at my wife, so I let it slide. After service, one of the ladies from the Zoom service called to tell me that my wife's ex-boyfriend sent a group text saying my wife was never too bright, and he wasn't surprised that her dumb ASS couldn't get on Zoom. I was furious and I wanted to talk to him, but the lady asked me not to. That same week, we had a food drive at the church, so my wife dropped off 2 bags of groceries at the church. She came to see me at work when she left the church, and she was upset. She said her ex-boyfriend was working at the food drive, and when she walked away from the group, she overheard him say that he was surprised she donated anything because she's cheap and selfish. My wife said she turned around and said, "I heard you," and then kept walking because she didn't want to make a scene. My wife had a rocky relationship with this guy. They broke up 5 years ago after he cheated on her repeatedly. I have told my wife that going to the same church with him would be a problem, but she did not want to leave her church. So I got on the Zoom this past Sunday and said, "Watch what you say about my wife." I'm sure everyone knew who I was talking to. That was a warning shot. He needs to be very careful from here on out. How should I handle this guy? Well, I say, you know, you've handled it quite impressively so far with your warning. That was your warning shot. You let the group know that you know what's up and you obviously don't play when it comes to your wife. Now, that was the group warning, okay? You can also let her ex know by stepping to him personally. He disrespected your wife, period. I mean, he's obviously bitter and not over her and feels some kind of way since she brought you to her church and you guys are happy now. She's over it. I'm sure he can't stand seeing you guys together or feeling like everyone's talking. Look what, you know, he messed up. Look what he missed. They're all happy now. No, he wishes he still had that. You know, you're thinking that in your head that people are probably saying that. So your defense mechanism, has kicked in. That's, I'm talking to the guy now. And, that's why you're putting her down and talking about her, you know, in front of everybody. 'Cause you feel some kind of way. You feel stupid that you let her go. She didn't want to change churches. I mean, after all, it's been 5 years since you guys broke up and, you know, you didn't want her anyway. The guy didn't want her anyway, the way he was cheating, obviously. So what's the big deal? I mean, this guy's a hater, her ex-boyfriend, who sounds like to me is about to get a beat down if he doesn't heed your warning. I think it's as simple as that. Steve?
Well, I mean, for me, it's very simple. You know, all of what Shirley said is true. But look, I'm gonna try to deal with the letter. I can cut this letter off so short for me. This is very simple to me.
I already know
what I'm gonna do. So, yes. 'Cause I'm, you know, but let's, for the sake of the strawberry letter, let's go through some motions here. You know, act like we Christians. You know, since we're at the church,
it's a church
service.
Letter.
You know, you 38, need some advice on how to handle my wife's ex-boyfriend. Right there, handle him. Handle his ass. And this is how it went. Y'all started having Zoom service. My wife was having trouble with our internet connection. I noticed some of the members laughing. I wasn't sure if they was laughing at my wife, so you let it slide. Then this lady, always some messy-ass church member, called you and told you that her ex boyfriend sent a group text saying my wife was never too bright and he wasn't surprised her dumb ass couldn't get on Zoom. Ooh. I was furious and wanted to talk to him, but the lady asked me not to. Well, too late to ask me not to. Way too damn late to ask me not to talk to. Soon as you told me that, me and his ass got some business. Now, I got to give you credit because you did man up, so I ain't mad at you. The same week, had a food drive at the church, dropped off 2 bags of groceries, came to work, said she was upset, said her ex-boyfriend was working at the food drive. She walked away from the group. She overheard him say that he was surprised she donated anything because she cheap and selfish. My wife said she turned around and said, "I heard you," and kept walking. 'Cause she didn't want to make a scene. That's beautiful. I think your wife handled it with grace and style as a lady. She didn't want to make a scene. I ain't got grace and style. And at no point in time do I ever have to act like a lady. So come on back And let's talk about the hood way.
Okay. Coming up in 23 minutes after the hour, we'll get back into this letter. The subject is Watch What You Say About My Wife. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Watch What You Say About My Wife is the subject.
They having a church Zoom. Your man, your wife can't get on. Her ex talks about her in a group text. Her dumb ass ain't too bright, no way.
Ooh.
Can't get on Zoom. Mm-hmm. A lady from the church texted you and told you the reason they was laughing was he sent that group text out. You was furious, wanted to talk to him, but the lady asked you not to. Okay, like I said before, lady can't ask me nothing. Too late to ask me. I'm on the phone now. Matter of fact, I'm probably in the car. So all this is too late. All this don't talk to him is too much. Same week, he had a food drive. Your wife dropped off a couple bags of groceries. He was there. She came to see you at work. She was upset. Said her boyfriend was working the food, your ex-boyfriend, and she walked away from the group. She heard him say that he was surprised she donated anything because she cheap and selfish. Your wife turned around and said, I heard you, and then kept walking because she didn't want to make a scene. Now, like I said, beautiful of your wife to handle it just that way. Mm-hmm. That's classy. That's a ladylike. That's how she should have handled it. But see, now she came to work and she told you she was upset. Yeah. Now it's time for you to do something. See, now that you have, he's asking you to do something. The ex-boyfriend is threatening you to do something. Now I know this church, but he done called my wife a dumbass during a text of a church Zoom service. And you gonna throw out the term dumbass? Then you're going to call my wife cheap and selfish behind her back? Now, they broke up 5 years ago. He cheated on her repeatedly. I've told my wife that going to the same church with him would be a problem, but she didn't want to leave her church. Well, now, once again, time for you to show your wife that this is a problem. See, everybody is asking you something. He's asking for something. You told his wife this is going to be a problem. You told your wife it's going to be a problem. She didn't believe it. Well, now you got to, you know, man, you got to show them. Everybody keep asking for something. Mm-hmm. So I got on the Zoom this past Sunday and said, watch what you say about my wife. This was beautiful. This, my man, was beautiful. Congratulations. You stepped up to the plate. You let him and everybody know. Ha, ha, he, hell. Giggle, giggle my ass. Chuckle, chuckle. Who chuckle, chuckle what? Zoom, golly, got snicker, snicker what? Ha, 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 what now? All right, watch what you say. Now, I'm sure everybody knew who I was talking to. Mm-hmm. That was a warning shot. Now, I say it's time for more than a warning shot. Now that you fired the warning shot, he needs to be very careful from here on out. How should I handle this? Ain't no more here on out. See, you got to nip this in the bud. How should I handle this? He needs to be very careful from here on out. I'm going to make sure his ass is careful here on out, because this requires face-to-face. Ooh. Now, what you got to say to him is this, and you probably need to be at the next church donation.
So you at the church?
Yeah.
Now, see, that way he posted, so he on Zoom. See, you can't handle this quietly. See, sometimes you got to go public. See, people that like to do stuff public, you know, this one, you know, everything got to happen at the church. So now let's go over what got to happen.
Okay.
Say, man. Yeah, hey, You the one sending out group texts talking about my wife dumb? How dumb is she? So let me get this right. Because your punk ass can't get over your past. Because your ridiculous ass can't move on. See, what you've realized right now is the finest woman in the world is your ex on the arms of another man. That's what you didn't realize. And now, that you, the finest woman in the world, happens to be your ex on the arms of another man, this happens to be my wife now. What was your girlfriend is 5 years gone. We at a whole nother level now. We done level this thing up. This my wife. This ain't my girlfriend. This my wife. We won. So when you say somebody dumb, you talking about us. You say somebody cheap, you talking about us. Now, what I'm finna do on Zoom is whoop your ass at the church. Okay. I'm gonna talk to you at the church. You're gonna get your ass beat at the church. And if you ever open your mouth about my wife ever again, I'm going to increase the ass whooping. Right now, I'm just finna slap you. Now, I'm slapping you. I'm just going to tell everybody on the Zoom, I'm slapping you. Fap! Slap his ass. Fap! Just one slap. But he better not block it. If he try to block it, come back with the backhand. Fap! Fap! Don't put your punk ass hand up and block it. Take it like a man. Now, we can continue this conversation in the pastor's study.
Really?
So we can go on up there to the pastor, and I can just be sitting there like this here. Brother Harvey, yeah. So when we come back, we're going to have a brief reenactment. J. Anthony Brown is going to be the pastor.
Oh, God.
And he's going to question me about the incident when we come back. I'm going to show you how to handle this at the end of pastor's office. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is part three of today's Strawberry Letter subject. Watch what you say about my wife. We're in the pastor's office now.
Now, here's what happened. A man, wife, got an ex-boyfriend go to the same church. They was on the Zoom. The Zoom didn't work. He sent a group text out. Her dumb ass ain't that bright, no way. Everybody giggling. Lady told her husband he sent this group text out. Then when she went to make donation with the bag, he said, I'm surprised she made anything. She cheap as hell. She said, I heard you, but was upset, went and told her husband. Now, this is where we at. I done told him the way to rectify this is he got to put his ass on blast in front of the church. Now, I recommend slapping him.
It works.
You ain't got to get in a full-fledged fight, but he need to get his ass slapped. Because this is my wife. This was your girlfriend 5 years ago, but this is my wife now. We done leveled up. Don't nobody talk about my wife the way you did. You was disrespectful. Now, I'm going to give you a chance to publicly apologize to her on Zoom to my wife's sister, Nadine or whatever her name is.
Nadine.
I'm going to let you apologize. If you don't publicly apologize, I'm going to slap all the flavor out your mouth. And then, but after you apologize, I'm slapping your ass anyway. Slap, pop! Just right quick. Don't try to block it because you're punk ass dude. So now, I know this is going to end up at the pastor's office.
Yeah, you're
so right now, if you're going to the pastor's office and the pastor's asking you, go in there with the intensity of it. We are now in the pastor's office, and this is the pastor talking to me and you. Go ahead, Pastor.
Sir, could you step out? I'd like to talk to just to Mr. Harvey. You step out. Yeah, step out. Step out. You go out.
The boyfriend.
Get your ass out.
Would you like some of these communion wafers? I'll heat them up.
No, I don't need no wafers, dog. Just give me a bigger cup of that wine. Give me about five of them cups.
Okay, there you go. There you go.
Okay, thank you.
I totally agree with what you did.
I knew you would. That's why I came in here. Cause we men.
I knew that corner from the rip. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right. You
in
know
fact,
what I'm saying?
You don't. I'm so with you that you don't have to put money in the plate for the next three Sundays
cool.
at all.
My dude, my man. I'm tired enough.
Dog. That was great. Close the door. We're not talking to you. Close the
damn
door.
Get your punk ass out.
Man.
You don't come
man,
in here.
That was great.
Pastor. Could I go out here just one more time, man, just in the hallway, just slap his ass one more time?
Okay, I'm going to act like I don't want you going out there. And then you go out there. My man,
dap me up, dog. Dog, dap me up.
Yeah.
We got to
go. I'm going to grab you. I'm going to grab you like you.
Okay. Let go. Get your hands off me.
Mr. Harvey, don't do it. Don't do it.
I got it.
That's what I'm talking about. I got you.
Thank you, guys. All right. Coming up, Steve Tommy Jr. and J. Anthony Brown. The comedy continues with Comedy Roulette right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.